This is Janet Catani presenting Negotiation, the Art of Getting What You Want. I would like to suggest a few points for you to keep in mind during negotiations. Concentrate on the other party's body language. Body language is very important. By leaning forward, making eye contact, nodding your head, a humming and ah-haing, your signal communicates that you are interested in what the other person has to say. Always remember to listen until the other party has finished their last word, rather than starting to think about your own counterargument as soon as they begin talking. Be patient, talk less, and wait for the points that they are trying to get across. Your silence will allow the other party to express their ideas, which will not only make them feel as though they are being taken seriously, but it will also give you time to understand the situation and where you need to begin to negotiate. Ask questions. When asking, use certain words that the other party mentioned in their last statement. Skillfully formed questions show that you are listening attentively and that you are trying to figure out the motives and the background behind the other's argument. They also give you the opportunity to think things through and to eloquently change the direction of the discussion. Depending on the reply that you want to elicit out of the other party, you can work with different types of questions. Open questions. Open questions are such as, "What arguments do you have against my suggestion?" Encourage the other party to express their views and to tell you what they know about the issue. It makes the most sense to ask this type of question at the beginning of a dialogue in order to get into a topic and to uncover as much information as possible. Open questions almost always begin with how, what, and why. And they can't be answered with a simple yes or no in most cases. Closed questions. Closed questions are answered with yes or no. They clarify issues and they concentrate the discussion on important points. However, if you ask too many closed-ended questions right in a row, the answer will be yes or no, and then the other party may begin to feel intimidated and react aggressively. Suggestive questions. Suggestive questions are lead-ins to assumptions or manipulations. The question, "You would like us to move ahead, wouldn't you?" This question can be considered a question that is seldom asked by someone who is interested in the other party's true opinion. Indirect questions. Indirect questions, known as trick questions, are often used in such cases as job interviews. For example, "How would your best friend describe you?" When it comes to these questions, you must be extremely careful with your reply. Don't fall into the trap. When negotiating, a good question to use is, "What would you suggest?" This will satisfy the other party, and it will send the message that you are interested and you are listening. It also has the advantage of giving the other party the opportunity to express their opinion or make suggestions. This will help you determine the how-to of negotiating that will produce the best possible outcome. Do not accept all difficulties that are sent your way, but figure out a way to send them back. Issues often are not as serious as they seem at the beginning of negotiations. Try to put issues aside so that you can concentrate more on the outcomes.